is a Woodrow Pretty called his gig, frog gigging. They have these strong battery lights, you know, and they go to that, these big tanks at night, and they gig them. They blind them with that light till they can gig them and get them, and they love their legs. Their legs.
Yeah, they're good. But my goodness, I hate to clean them.
We call them the bullfrog.
Do you have those little fellows, little green ones, that make an awful racket, maybe get up in trees?
Well, that's called a tree frog.
They certainly make a
noise. That's a pretty good sign of rain when you hear them squawking.
I've heard that. Did you have those things that in your yard that ate insects, look like a frog, but they live on dry land? Supposed to be, if you touch them, you'll get warts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toad frog.
Yeah.
Had them around. There's a few of them around here when we first come here, but don't have many more.
They must stay where it's damp.
Yeah.
We had two or three of those out.
Now they don't have to have water.
Yeah.
And we call them toad frog.
We had two or three of those little fellows out by our back steps. My wife was digging around a rose bush one day.
Yeah.
And she uncovered a pair of eyes looking at
her. Yeah.
It scared her half to death.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting it.
No. Do you have any special word for polecats and owls and wolves and coyotes and rats and things like that?
Not a special name for them. Anything besides what this ordinary call.
Little animals that are destructive, or maybe big animals that are destructive, cause harm. Something got in your chicken coop and killed some chickens.
Well, that's the possum, and we've all accused the polecat of it, haven't we?
Yeah,
possums and polecats now getting chickens.
Would those be varmints, or?
Yeah, they're varmint. Sure.
What is a varmint? Something that's destructive? Or?
Yes, and something of that wild nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might call a coon, a raccoon, a varmint. We have here, he's office looking thing, you may have seen one. I sort of doubt it. An armadillo.
I've seen them along the road.
Where cars run over.
I bet I saw half a dozen between here and Warika.
Well, now, if they're harmless, we don't know it. I mean, if they're harmful, we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they are. They hurt you if you catch them.
Well, they're not destructive. They don't eat none. They don't come to your chicken roost or nothing like that. They don't bother your garden, they don't bother your field.
Did you have heard of. Did you have those here when you were young?
No, sir.
How did they come in?
I don't know how they got here.
Migrated from Texas to here.
They immigrated, I imagine. I don't know whether they take water or not, do you? No, a lot of people catch them for curiosity's sake. Wonder why we never did have one in our little zoo out here. Minutes ago. There's a lot of people never have saw one. It's a common thing now to see them on the highways. They start crossing, they're not too speedy, and they get killed or hit with a car.
That's strange that you don't have one out here in the zoo.
Well, that zoo's about to melt away. It seems like it's failing.
That's too bad. We don't have one in Stillwater. We have a lot of parks, such as they are.
That's what they got here.
If you go to a zoo in any kind, you got to go to Oklahoma City or Dallas.
Oklahoma City has a dandy, doesn't it?
Yeah, Dallas does too.